and 107.5 FM, W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. On the sidelines of the G7 summit in Italy, President Biden meeting with Ukraine's president and signing a 10-year security agreement. The U.S. Supreme Court on Thursday unanimously upholding access to the abortion drug mifepristone in one of the most closely watched cases this term. The high court still has a number of important cases to release.
We're also waiting to see from the justices whether cities and states can penalize people for sleeping outside. It's the biggest case on homelessness in more than 40 years. The justices could decide whether cities can use ticketing to get people off the streets.
ABC's Devin Dwyer. More opinions expected Friday morning. The U.S. State Department continuing to press Hamas to accept a ceasefire deal with Israel in exchange for the release of hostages. State Department says Hamas continues to haggle over the terms, delaying the process. Tesla shareholders approving CEO Elon Musk's record $44 billion pay package. This is ABC News. New details being learned about the electrocution death of an American in a jacuzzi at a Mexican resort. ABC's Alex Stone.
Under policy, Sonora's attorney general only releases the first names and ages of victims and says 43-year-old Jorge was killed and 35-year-old Lizeth was injured. Sources tell ABC News they were a couple on vacation from El Paso. The two American tourists were in a jacuzzi at a Mexican resort when they were electrocuted. Other hotel guests screamed for help and pulled them out, starting CPR on one. The Sonoran attorney general says a forensic analysis is being done to determine the origin of the electrical failure. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A nonprofit watchdog group calling on the EPA to conduct additional soil studies near the site of the East Palestine train derailment in Ohio, saying that it might not be safe to garden there after an independent test showed high levels of chemicals in locally grown garlic. Government Accountability Project taking issue with the EPA's decisions. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's, like, testosterone and overload and whatever the, you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
This relationship that I'm having with my phone, it's a one-way trip to hell. Al from Milwaukee.
What's her name?
Who?
This person you have this relationship with.
My phone. Man, my wife is listening. What are you talking about, man?
I teach healthy relationships, so you can enroll in my class. It starts at 10 o'clock.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Another two-year college is closing in Wisconsin. The University of Wisconsin in Oshkosh is closing its Fox Cities campus a year from now. Enrollment has dropped by nearly two-thirds over the past decade. UW System Schools have closed four other two-year branch campuses since last year. The First Lady of the United States, Jill Biden, visited Green Bay Thursday, launching the Seniors for Biden-Harris campaign. Democrats are courting elderly voters by highlighting the contrast between their administration and former President Donald Trump's stance on issues important to seniors. Jill Biden says age is not the issue in this election.
But what this election is about, it's about the character of the person leading our country. It's about finishing the job you started.
Polls are showing Biden and Trump are neck and neck in popularity among Wisconsin voters. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Pack breaks camp. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers wrapping up their three-day mandatory mini camp. What was the final practice like?
I think anytime you go into the last day, it's kind of like the last day of school. I think it's a little bit harder to keep their focus. You just got to keep reminding them to stay dialed in, and we still have a couple more meetings left. So that was kind of the message at the end of it.
Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. The players will be back in 5 weeks for training camp. Baseball, bottom of the sixth inning. Milwaukee's Bryce Terang and Blake Blake Perkins pulled off a double steal. Pat Murphy on giving them the green light.
We study the other team, how they defend first and third. It's a play where they cut the shortstop in front and actually throw to him, give you the perception that the shortstop's in front. When you see that, the third base coach holds the guy.
The Crew went on to win 5-4 over the Blue Jays to win the series. They host the Reds tomorrow night. NBA tributes for Lakers legend Jerry West. That's his silhouette in the league logo, and that's why Jerry West's nickname was the logo. He was 86. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies to take us through the overnight. Light winds and middle 50s by daybreak. Sunny skies Friday with highs in the lower 80s. Friday night looking dry. Saturday, though, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Right now, it's 64.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we wrap up our On the Road tour with Jane Matt Nair in beautiful Amory on Flag Day. Join us right here on the Civic Media Network.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is Tom Hartman Program. I'm Jefferson Smith. It is Thank You Thursday. You've been waiting patiently. We're going to go straight to your calls here on Thank You Thursday. Judy from Lafayette Hills, Pennsylvania. Hello.
Hi, Jefferson. I'm grateful that you had your dad on, a senior citizen, proving that not all senior citizens are Fox watchers and conservative.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, there is that myth out there. And yeah. Like your dad, I am a senior citizen. My thought is about the whole Caitlin Clark deal.
Sure.
And like your dad, I think when we're older, we see the world more on a continuum rather than this just happened. If you look at the history of basketball, you know, a lot of basketball originated in urban areas because it's a cheap sport to play. Mm-hmm. Poor people often dominated basketball, whatever group was in there, if you go back to like the 1900s. Mm-hmm. And now it's pretty dominated by African-American players in both men's and women's. So along comes this white girl who looks like she just got off a farm. She's from Iowa, I guess, or a farm area. Mm-hmm. And it was a little bit of a, like, oh, well, this is different. Mm-hmm. But I asked people to think for a minute. It is about race, but not necessarily racism. And my example is Simone Biles, mm-hmm. an amazing athlete. I coached gymnastics for many years in my youth. Gymnastics was a white girl sport. And the reason gymnastics was expensive. And mostly it was suburban families that could afford to send their kids to gymnastics schools. Because you need a lot of equipment in gymnastics and a teacher. And then we have Simone Biles, who comes in at 13. The first time I saw her, I said, there's the star. That's going to be the best athlete in gymnastics ever. And is it because she's black? No, it's because she happens to have a particular set of skills that no one has had. And I think Caitlin Clark has some amazing skills that have made her entry into basketball a little bit different. She's got that long outside shot.
Yeah.
So it's like your dad said, it's complicated. It's not some simple thing. And I think we do our best as humans when we say, you know what? Caitlin's going to have to go being, like you said, that newbie who gets pushed around a little. Yeah. I just thought that was pretty normal.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's pretty normal. I think there's and what I hope, and I think we can, what I hope about our community, about this show, about our wonderful listeners and viewers and our wonderful callers, is that instead of finding division within complexity, we can find unification harmony and love and complexity, right? That it's that multiple things, I tried to say even yesterday, multiple things can be true. It could be true that we can glorify in Caitlin Clark and root for her and be super happy. And we can say, yeah, there's some folks who need to get their due, who haven't had the same set of cultural opportunities as Caitlin Clark has, and they should get their due also. And we can also keep in our mind a different thought, which is, wait a minute, how can we get Simone Biles some shine? Like, we can have multiple thoughts in our heads and use those not merely to quibble, but use those to, you know, use the full part of our brain.
Exactly. I totally 100% agree with you. And I also agree with your dad about the Middle East, because everything he said was exactly how my thought process worked.
Yeah.
That I hate the killing. There are no simple answers. I've been around this, gone around the sun 78 years now, and all of my adult life, the Middle East has been complicated.
Well, so let me ask, how much has gymnastics changed since you coached it number of months ago?
Oh, my gosh. So much. I mean, I was coaching during the years when Olga Korbut and Nadia Comaneci came in.
Yep.
And
my wife was a gymnast, and she grew up idolizing Nadia Comaneci. Go ahead.
Yeah. And I remember when Nadia did some of her tricks thinking, oh, my gosh, who can do that? Who can? I mean, I never, just seeing a young female gymnast do a back layout in the air after a couple of back handsprings was like mind blowing. And now you look at Simone, she's doing things that
she basically flies.
She's amazing.
Yeah.
And now there is an improvement in all equipment and in training and teaching, and there's everything into it. Simone happens to have the ideal gymnastics body.
Yeah.
I mean, she just does. She's small,
and somehow she knows how to fly. Having wings seems to help. She can fly. Most people can't fly, and it's an advantage to be able to fly.
It is, and it's a great sport, and I love watching it. But it's at times now for me, after having coached, it's a little bit scary.
Yeah.
I mean, some of the tricks they're doing
she gets very high. I mean, when you fly, you get high in the air, and then you have to figure out how you're going to land. And somehow she also manages to land.
Yes, yes. So anyway, you do a great show. I love when you're on, and I love Tom too. But I love you're a great substitute, and that comes from a retired teacher who did some substituting on my own in my retirement years.
Here you go. Yeah, I just come in, put on the film strip, and then we just get through the next day. All right, Judy. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. The other, I'll tell you, I think one of the callers, and I hope you're still listening, who took a quibble with how my dad characterized it. I think actually one of your real disagreements was that Dad doesn't like hard fouls. Like, he doesn't like how rough the game is. He doesn't even like how defense is played now. He just thinks every single thing is a foul. You can't do that. He also thinks modern dribbling is carrying the ball. He also thinks most drives are traveling. He just sort of translates the modern basketball experience when he played. Like, and back then they used a square ball. It was weird. It was a cube, and it didn't roll. It was a very different, it didn't bounce. It was a cubic rock. It was four bricks mortared together, and you had to be careful not to hit people with it. That was how they played apparently back then. But in truth, my great aunt played basketball, and how much basketball has changed since then. She's a little older, but she's passed away. A little older than my dad. She was one of early, early basketball days. And in her day, when she played in high school, she was a very good athlete. In the women's game, and I think she would characterize it the girls' game, it was high school. You had six players on each team, and you weren't allowed to cross half court. So you had three offensive players and three defensive players, and when you got the ball, if you got a rebound, you had to pass it across half court. You couldn't dribble it across half court. So, because I don't know, it'd be too strenuous. Insert your own commentary there. So things are changing. I root for the good kind of change. Let's go to Nicholas, one of our moderators, been waiting patiently. Nicholas, thank you for all you do for the show.
Oh, my God, I thought I'd died and gone to call or purgatory or something. It's been an hour and a half. Listen, I got to move quickly. Your thoughts reminded me to be grateful about my dogs. I'm in the middle of writing a book called How the Dogs I Saved Me. And it's about the 20-plus street dogs I've rescued here in Mexico.
Amazing.
In the 27 years I've lived here. And but that's only one quarter of what I wanted to call about. Not even an eighth. Two things. I'm grateful for Mexico. This may not resonate with many people, but I am grateful to Mexico for having allowed me a comfortable retirement in their country. It is their country, after all, for 27 years. And this is even odder. I am grateful to China for the 20-plus years I did business in China long before the country was open, and they allowed me to get a visa to do business in China. It allowed me to succeed beyond my wildest expectations and to retire comfortably at the age of 50. I learned so much from those people. And my message to America at this point is never underestimate the Chinese, their willingness to succeed, their desire to make money, to save money, alongside help from the government. That great, fearful entity, you know, communism, run for your life. They have done a lot of bad things, the government. There's no denying it. But they have worked diligently on behalf of the people, and the people have succeeded well for it all. 800 million of them brought out of dire poverty. 800 million in just 25 years. And one thing I learned, and I hope I have a minute at least.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to race, I promise you. I will race. I drove past some open farmland. There were signs up. My driver slash translator, I said, what do they say? What's happening here? And he said, wow. And he said, 1 year from now, you're going to see a city for 1 million people on that land. I laughed. I said, oh, right. Sure. As though that could possibly happen. 1 year later, 12 months, the same time of year, I visited again the next year with another month in between. Every 6 months I went. There it was, a city of 1 million people, wow. All the housing, the hospital, the schools, the stores, everything, all the infrastructure, underground sewage, underground electricity, everything, wow. Water. In 12 months, the Pennsylvania Turnpike can't fill its potholes in 12 months.
No, that's quite a thing. Mm-hmm. And Nicholas, thank you for your patience, and thanks so much for calling in, and thanks for all you do for the show.
Yep, bye.
Be well. Bob, you got a minute?
Oh, I can't do it in a minute. I'll call back.
Oh no,
another day.
No. Hang out actually, because we can do. You can hang out during the break and finish it off. So get started.
Oh, okay. Things that you're thankful for, and it seems to be one of the topics today, and also immigration.
Yep.
It seems to be a hot one. I got both in one story, because my wife is an immigrant, and she has a bachelor's degree in electrical engineering. She has a master's degree in mechanical engineering. Mm-hmm. She has a master's degree in business administration. You can tell that she is a typical underachiever.
Where is she from? Where is she immigrant from?
She is from China.
Yep.
And we met. I was working over there during the early to mid 90s. And we met. And when I came home, I brought her with me. And then she got a job with an engineering company here. And besides all those other accolades, if your airbag works, thank my wife, because she has the patent for the inflator system for the dual stage airbag. Yes.
Really?
So if you're yes,
she saved lives.
So if your airbag saves your life, then thank an immigrant. And if it doesn't, you won't be around to care about it anyway. So,
well, Bob, that's
anyway,
amazing.
I just thought I'd let you know that one. Anyway, if your airbag works, thank an immigrant. Save your life.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate the call.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, 202-808-9925.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's, like, testosterone and overload and whatever, you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
When I smoke weed, I get lost in the music. I like to isolate each instrument. The rhythmic bass, the harmonies on the piano, the sticky melody.
Hey, careful, babe. There's someone crossing the street.
Sorry, I didn't see him there.
If you feel different, you drive different. Don't drive high. It's dangerous and illegal everywhere. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
Here's what Cynthia from Minneapolis, a real Dr. Marty's customer, says about her Just Thrive. Let's face it, life could be stressful. It could be overwhelming. Not just your mind that suffers when you're feeling tense and anxious. Stress can make a mess of your digestion, your immune system, but here's the thing, you can handle it. Introducing Just Calm, the breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. It's for humans. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves. Say hello to a steady, chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax, breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. And for the next mood and immune support, you will love the award-winning Just Thrive probiotic. It not only has 1,000 times better survivability than most probiotic, but this spore probiotic banishes bloat and constipation so your gut can produce more serotonin, your happy hormone. Plus, supports better sleep so you can wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. With Just Calm and Just Thrive probiotic, you have the ultimate stress-fighting duo to help you win the day every day. And all of it comes with a money-back guarantee. What do you got to lose? For a limited time, you can try Just Thrive risk-free. You can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic and Just Calm when you go to justthrive.com and use promo code Tom. For a limited time, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com, promo code Tom. It's like getting a month for free. Thank you to the users and customers of Just Calm and Just Thrive. Back. Jeb, you win at least runner-up for most patient listener award, and you are on the air. Jeb, former governor of Florida, is busy. Miles from Los Angeles, you got about a minute and 15 seconds.
Hi, Jefferson. I'm grateful for you. It's quite an honor for Tom Hartman to choose you.
Yeah.
To fill in for him.
That's true.
So that's a great honor, and I just wanted to mention that. Yeah. And I wanted to talk just briefly about oppression. I think it causes so much mental illness for the 99% of the oppressed. All oppression is just an obscene excuse for stealing. A scam that's devised by ancient Roman vigilante pirates using the divide and conquer war model for dividing up the loot from conquered strangers, all assets, life, liberty, and property.
Yeah.
There has never been a legitimate cause for this criminally insane aggression.
Yeah.
How many have perished for nothing but this invalid excuse? And that's all I wanted to say. I'll go off the air. Thank you.
It was a great call. Thank you, Miles. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being part of the community. And you're right. It's an honor not only from Tom, but also from all y'all. Like, I know that each of us just have sort of a job to do. My job is to try to help keep this community going, help grow it, and I am honored by and grateful for the opportunity, and grateful to each of y'all for putting up with me. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I like what he had to say, that oppression has always been just a tool for stealing. 202-808-9925. We'll be back.
Would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. On the sidelines of the G7 summit in Italy, President Biden meeting with Ukraine's president and signing a 10-year security agreement. The U.S. Supreme Court on Thursday unanimously upholding access to the abortion drug mifepristone in one of the most closely watched cases this term. The High Court still has a number of important cases to release.
We're also waiting to see from the justices whether cities and states can penalize people for sleeping outside. It's the biggest case on homelessness in more than 40 years. The justices could decide whether cities can use ticketing to get people off the streets.
ABC's Devin Dwyer. More opinions expected Friday morning. The U.S. State Department continuing to press Hamas to accept a ceasefire deal with Israel in exchange for the release of hostages. State Department says Hamas continues to haggle over the terms, delaying the process. Tesla shareholders approving CEO Elon Musk's record $44 billion pay package. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former President Donald Trump reportedly called the city of Milwaukee horrible in a private meeting with Republican members of Congress on Thursday. People who were in the room offer differing stories, saying Trump was referring to crime or voter fraud in the city, not the city itself. Regardless of Trump's intention, Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson fired back the same day.
Donald Trump wants to talk about things that he thinks are horrible. All of us live through his presidency, so right back at you, buddy.
Milwaukee will host the Republican National Convention in July. About 30% of Wisconsin Medicare recipients up for renewal this year have been disenrolled from their coverage, according to Wisconsin Watch. Covering Wisconsin, a UW-Madison program, is helping people reconnect with healthcare providers and other programs that support health. Call 608-261-1455 or visit their website to book an appointment. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Here's one of Pete's picks. If you like crime and legal dramas, check out the reboot of Presumed Innocent starring Jake Gyllenhaal. The show is based on the book of the same title by Scott Turow, which was turned into a 1990 movie starring Harrison Ford. The show is written and executive produced by David Kelly. Gyllenhaal plays Deputy District Attorney Rusty Sabich, who is accused of killing a coworker. The first two episodes of Presumed Innocent dropped June 12th on Apple TV, and new episodes will air on Wednesday nights. Actress Kate Winslet recently spoke to Vanity Fair about how awkward and uncomfortable some of her scenes with Leo DiCaprio were in Titanic. Winslet says she constantly had to redo her makeup between takes because of the kisses with DiCaprio. Winslet added that it wasn't just the makeup issues, but that her costume in the film was very uncomfortable throughout shooting. Making it even worse is that she was only paid $2 million for the gig. We all have a cross to bear. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies to take us through the overnight. Light winds and middle 50s by daybreak. Sunny skies Friday with highs in the lower 80s. Friday night looking dry. Saturday, though, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Right now, it's 61.
Matt Mayer on air.
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno Fest?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
We could, like, have an Uno Fest for charity or something?
That'd be cool.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's, like, testosterone and overload and whatever, testosterone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
Friday morning, can we get Greg Bach to attend his first ever dairy breakfast this weekend? We'll certainly milk it for all it's worth.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
The Voting Rights Act, the Peace Corps, the Civil Rights Act, the National School Lunch Act. Lots of kids getting education and food because of lunches. I'm grateful for the Marshall Plan, family and medical leave, Lilly Ledbetter. I'm grateful for the American Rescue Plan Act of 2021. I am thankful to people who have come together to try to solve problems, recognizing we can be stronger together than we are apart. Which also means I'm grateful to each of you. And so let's get to your phone calls. Let's go to Bridget from San Diego. Go ahead, Bridget. It's probably horrible weather in San Diego. San Diego always has horrible weather.
Oh, get out of here. It's beautiful.
Okay, all right, all right.
Yay. You know, I'm going to say I'm really grateful for a democracy docket and everyone else who is exposing these voter purges that are going on. And, my question is this. If the RNC can do this and they've got all these lists of names, why is the DNC not doing that? And if anyone can do this, how do we do it?
Why not? Why are they not purging names off the voter rolls?
Yeah, why isn't the DNC doing that?
All right, I'm going to take a crack at answering it. And this actually, I think, gets to a fundamental challenge that a pro-democracy movement has. It's one of the fundamental challenges, is when are you willing to be the bad guy? When are you willing to do the dirty thing? When are you willing to do the thing that you wish people didn't do? Because if your team wins, less of that will happen and more good things will happen. That is a fundamental challenge. Are you the actor? Are you the person who performs with virtue, or are you the person who does what it takes to win? And when what you're trying to do is build a democracy that is a little more virtuous, it's a fundamental challenge.
Right.
And to make it just a little sharper, a little more specific to the thing, if what we're saying is we want a democracy where people can participate, and we don't think things like voter purges, we don't think little games about who gets to vote and who doesn't, we don't think things like doing fake phone calls on when the voting day is, we don't do things like having to have 16 IDs if you're a senior citizen or if you're, you know, the second generation American to be enabled to vote, we don't think those things are a good idea, then can we also talk out of the other side of our mouth and say, well, we don't think these are a good idea, but until we change the laws, we're going to do them in the meantime. I don't think that stuff is out of bounds, but to try to answer your question as best I can, I think that's my answer.
Yeah, you know, here's the thing. The Democrats, we're the good guys. We have to follow the rules. Mm-hmm. Law and order, okay? And the other guys are just the mega extremists that'll do anything, mm-hmm. anything to win.
Yeah. And so it
what
is.
We do.
Yeah, and I'm not, I mean, I want to sort of sit in the challenge. My point isn't, and I want to be humbler than saying I've got the fundamental answer to that question. And by the way, I don't think it's really either or. I think that judgment and wisdom tends to be able to operate within complexity to some of the stuff we were even talking about earlier in the show. Because there is a point, for instance, when it comes to campaign finance, where, yeah, we think we ought to reform campaign finance, and that's not the same as unilateral disarmament, right? So I think we can walk and chew gum at the same time. But anyway, I think that's why you don't see big voter purges done by the Democratic National Committee.
What about a personal, just anybody out there?
You mean if you want to, so Bridget, you want to go and say, start purging voter rolls? I have no comment on that, Bridget. I don't know what you should do. But more seriously.
I can't do that either. I'm a Marine Corps veteran. I believe in honor and that. It's just.
No, this is another answer. This is another answer, by the way. This is another answer. So you recruit people, like think operationally. Imagine you're the head of the Democratic Party, okay? And you recruited a bunch of people saying, hey, we're for truth, justice, and democracy. And then you say, oh, hey, by the way, would you go do some dirty stuff in favor of truth, justice, and democracy? It's harder to recruit when you were the rat effers under Nixon. And you were like all of this liberal hogwash about getting along and stronger together than we are apart and rule of law and all this. It's all liberal hogwash. What we're actually about is power. If you recruit people around power, then getting them to just do weird power stuff, it's a little easier. They sort of have an easier game. The challenge they have is finding volunteers, finding movement-driven people, people who aren't driven only by anger and jingoism, who want to, like, do their stuff, particularly if that version of definition of their stuff is mostly rewarding the powerful at the expense of the powerless, it can be harder to get some of the powerless to do stuff. One of the reasons their movement does have a challenge with kind of graft, a challenge with mm-hmm. with getting their with political consultants that don't just steal all the money out of the campaign coffers out of a presidential candidate who doesn't just use all the money for his family, is because if he's built that team that isn't about a fundamental set of principles and virtues, it's easier to find people who will act without principle and virtue, but it's also harder to find people who will act with principle and virtue.
Right. Well, kind of in defense of myself,
yep.
I will say, I'm text banking, I'm phone banking, I'm doing postcards.
There you go.
I'm doing what I can. I'm calling my family in other states and friends, and that's all I can do at this point.
There you go, Bridget. And somehow you'll survive through the wicked, wicked weather of San Diego. I don't know how you can handle the snow, wind, rain, and sleet. There in San Diego, have a wonderful June.
If the lunatics get in there by cheating or whatever, I can just hop right over the border to Mexico.
Oh,
there
geez.
We go.
Don't leave. You can't leave. We need you, John from Hoffman Estates, Illinois. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, my brother Jeff? I love Tom Hartman show, man. That was just telling me I'm a veteran and I'm a senior citizen. Hey. I listen to the show every day, man, trying to educate myself.
Thank you for doing that.
Because they don't want to educate us anyway in this country, man. And people got to wake up to that. They don't want to educate these children. They want to tell you all that old BS. I said, you sit there and listen to Fox News for their BS, because they sit there and want to divide us day in and day out. Stop being ignorant and stop listening to some bunch of idiots. That got sued for lying. They got sued for lying.
Yeah.
And you know what it bothers me? When ABC, NBC, and CNN and all these guys talk up the stuff that tells the truth. And that's all they need to do, man. Be the Walter Cronkite, man. God, man. Where's the Walter Cronkite, man? Sit up and tell the real news instead of telling us a bunch of hogwash, you know?
Yeah.
And take up for truth and honesty. If you are a person for talking about the news, David Muir and all them guys, you know, Good Morning America, talk about the truth, what's going on in this country, about these people trying to destroy this country from inside. It ain't the immigrants. And I tell all Americans, stop blaming immigrants. They ain't trying to destroy us. It's the idiots inside this country, man. They the ones blow up stuff and try to murder people for no reason.
Preach it, John. And you're spitting some wisdom, as they say, and I will say what I mean. Like, we know that the FBI has identified more domestic terrorists than anybody in the right wing wants to acknowledge. That folks who are trying to undermine the United States from within is a real thing, and that's not some gang in Mexico, right? Not to say the gangs in Mexico are things we should root for, right? But it ain't the only challenge we've got. We've got a challenge right here we got to deal with.
That's right. The stinking Proud Boys. We need to destroy them guys. We need to destroy them right now and get them out of here, man. They ain't for this country, man.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody, you know, stop talking about, I'm worried about the immigrants coming. Now, well, those people trying to get here is Jesus to live, to be safe from the stuff that they got going on in their country.
John, let me take a little bit of a risk. Let me try to take a little bit of a risk. And I think you might have wanted to say something about Black history. And if you did, I want to give you the chance to do that. But I want to take a little bit of a risk. Is it fair to say? I don't always know if it's fair to say that somebody agrees with me on something. But is it fair to say that you and I love what's best about this country?
That's right, brother.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. So that's what I think. I think you and me and other listeners, Owning, loving what's best about this country and defending that and advocating that and advancing that, I think that's the kernel. That's what I was hearing, what you were saying, and I want to yell that from the rooftops. Because when I see the Proud Boys, to me, the critique of the Proud Boys is not just they hate blank, it's they, at the fundamental level, they hate America. They hate the best parts of America. That when you're consorting with people who are trying to undermine American elections, you're hating democracy, hating what's best about America. And that to me is my critique of them. But anyway, I didn't mean to cut you off. If you wanted to finish your piece, or if you did want to say the piece about Black history.
Oh man, I love the education that you guys give about Black history. Black history should be mandatory in every school, every school. Because that is American history, man. Talk about what Black Americans done did contribute to this country from when back in the Western days, back in the old time, man. Blacks are great people. We are great people too. And you should be, if you're a Christian, as they want to always call us, but we a Christian country. Yeah, I don't want to talk to those Southern Baptists. Some people are racist as hell. They're the first ones that ran out there to destroy Black Americans and go back and run inside the church. Give me a break, man. Those guys should be voting for nothing. They're terrible people, man. And they go out there behind that stuff. Talk about what you did to Blacks. They want to be great in this country, man. And it kills me how people don't know the Black history of all. Some of the heroes that they put under the rug to try to hide from the Americans. But you guys put it out there, man. I mean, I get people to listen to you guys every day. Man, listen to 820, man. These guys tell you the truth.
Well, John, that's about the highest compliment. And let this go on a little bit just to make me feel good. Because about the highest compliment we could get. And to speak of Black history, today, I should have said it earlier. And if I give, and I can't give myself the credit, I got to give blackhistory.today. It's a very useful website. Today is the anniversary of when Thurgood Marshall was nominated to the Supreme Court. And nice thing about that website is every day it can give you another highlight of Black excellence and Black celebration. And thank you for the call, John.
We need another third to back in that blue, brother.
Yeah, we do.
We need another third to back.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, you know what? Before you go. So my civil right, my civil procedure, professor, my name, Martha Minow, she clerked for Thurgood Marshall and said it was the highlight of her life. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. God, all right, man. Bless. You be well. Have a great June.
All right, my brother.
Yeah.
I'll let you next time.
Do it. We got a minute. Jeb, you've been waiting forever. I want to take one more crack. Last time I went to you, I didn't hear back, but maybe you're listening again. Jeb, yes. From Virginia. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I don't know if you know that lightning bugs.
I'm aware of a lightning bug. We don't have them as much where I am, but I'm aware of a lightning bug. I've been with lightning bugs among them, and they have been with me before.
Yes. Well, right here in Virginia, used to when I was growing up, the sky would be full of them. Now, the other night I was out a couple hours and I just seen one.
We have a decline in lightning bugs.
Yeah, and that's because of global warming, I think.
Wow, I had not. Thanks for calling about that. I had not connected those dots or thought about it. That, like fireflies, one of the coolest things as a kid, right? One of the coolest insects one could imagine. And of course, it's impacted. I'm aware of what's been happening with pollinators. We got a real issue with pollinators, bees, etc. But of course, it's impacting lightning bugs and fireflies. Thank you for that call.
Okay, thank you.
Man. We'll try to be a little bit of a lightning bug here. You listen to Tom Hartman Show. I'm Jeff Smith, 202-808-9925. Big Finish coming up.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It is the Tom Hartman Program. You guys are awesome. My gratitude is to you, 202-808-9925.
So many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy. It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom. Text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian, do you buy your tickets on Ticketmaster?
Whether I want to or not, I do.
Fella DeVan. We're going to talk a little bit about monopolies.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster together control 80% of the primary ticketing market. They have the market power to bully people into submission. And then you trap consumers into basically having to pay like junk fees that are basically created to create profit for the company.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise?
Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and whatever, testosterone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much. I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Help! Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. And here's what Cynthia from Minneapolis, a real Dr. Marty customer, says about her dog and Nature's Blend. He's acting like a young pup again. He's running up and down our hill, playing fetch with us, digging into his toy box again. His coat is shiny. He has his old sparkle back. Tom and Louise also love feeding Nature's Blend to Blue and Chewy because it has an optimum amount of nutrients for their health and happiness and a flavor and texture they find irresistible. And unlike the other fresh brands out there that ship frozen, so you have to wait for it or thaw or store in the fridge, which can expire more quickly, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it's shelf-stable, it isn't messy, and you don't have to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is minimally processed, is naturally full of nutrients. You can save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text THOM to 511-511. Again, text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. All dogs go to heaven. They do. I checked. I don't know much, but I know that. We got to do speed round before the big, big finish. We got like, everybody's got like 20 seconds if we can do it. Let's see if we can do it. Rich, you got a chance.
Hey, Jefferson, first time caller. I'm thankful for you. I am thankful for your opening segment. I am I give my trash guys money around the holidays. And nice. I always say, as a friend of mine said, please and thank you are the easiest things to say, and they're always free. And I wanted to talk about, real quickly, the woman from North Carolina was called about 12:34 Eastern time, your time. Every single person in this country, including myself, I'm a first-generation American, came over illegally. We all came through Ellis Island, but the fact of the matter is there are no such thing as Tom says, as illegal persons. We have an illegal employer problem, you know? And the fact is we had a progressive reform when Reagan looked the other way to give his corporate buddies cheap labor, and it's been going on ever since. And these people are the hardest working people that I know. And white Americans like that woman from North Carolina would never do that kind of work. And these people contribute money into the coffers, and they don't get anything back and prop up our Social Security funds, which the Republican Nazis have been screaming about is going to go.
We got 15 seconds before the show closes, and I've got to say goodbye. But I really appreciate your passion. I really appreciate your call, and I really appreciate the sentiment.
All right. Take care, Jefferson.
Be well, man. Keep listening. Keep calling. I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you to Randy. I'm going to be back again tomorrow. If you call Randy, he'll be one of the first calls I take. We do have to move on. But in all this stuff, the reason we like to take this little break, the reason I like to do Thank You Thursday, just to reiterate for the people who missed the very beginning, it's not just for the person who receives it, it's for you. It'll make you healthier. It'll make you happier. And it'll help our movement be a little stronger, be a little more together, be a little more strengthened for the next fight, for the next thing we need to build. You're the coalition of the benevolently irrational, the good people doing good things for no good reason, and you are priceless. Definition of priceless, worth a lot, not for sale. And with you, democracy has a chance. Thanks, everybody. I'll be back with you tomorrow. I'm Jeff. This is your show. Have a wonderful day.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
I used to be so uncomfortable in bed on hot summer nights, but not since I discovered Cozy Earth's revolutionary cooling bedding and sleepwear. Cozy Earth is crafted with viscose from bamboo, which regulates body temperature and ensures uninterrupted, refreshing sleep.
I've slept like a baby since we switched to Cozy Earth, and I think you will too. And right now, my listeners can get an exclusive 30% off on Cozy Earth. Just go to CozyEarth.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and enter that promo code Tom at checkout. When it comes to bedding and sleepwear, Cozy Earth offers unmatched quality and comfort. Plus, their 100-night sleep trial and 10-year warranty means you can rest easy if you're not completely satisfied. Ready to sleep and feel better? Go to CozyEarth.com/Tom right now and enter that promo code Tom for an exclusive 30% savings. That's 30% off at CozyEarth.com/Tom with the promo code Tom. And after checkout, be sure to select SiriusXM in the follow-up survey and choose my show from the drop-down menu. That's CozyEarth.com/Tom, T-H-O-M.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. Crude and Dom.
Tune in Friday for Dominic's birthday and airing of the grievances, Devil's Advocates. You know how we do it. The birthday edition. Tune in for it.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. President Biden on the sidelines of the G7.